Self-sovereignty and courage. Tonight I was watching one of my favorite movies. It's called The Help. If you haven't seen it, I'd suggest you watch it. I really enjoy that movie. And there was parts in it that I just wanted to share. So the word courage stands out a lot to me, and the word dictate. And throughout the movie, there's different scenes where the help, the hired help, which are the maids, the white people in the movie, they actually, if you watch it, their behavior and what they do is dictate it sometimes by the other white people. So for example, like when the one lady, she was having this thing at her house and she just got an award and became the president of whatever club she's in or whatever it is. And the help, the hired help, she's an older lady. She'd been working for her for 29 years. Her daughter came to the door. And you're not supposed to come in that door if you're colored. And so normally if no one was there, it was no big deal. She'd just come in and see her mom. But because the other people were there, she was in a situation where she allowed others to dictate what she normally would have done. And that being said, she fired her. And it was it's really sad. And the point of it is, when other people are around us, do we allow them to dictate what we believe or what we want to do? So how are we allowing others to sabotage our self-sovereignty? And if you don't remember what that big word means, it's basically like you staying inside yourself and doing what is aligned and what's best for you. And you govern everything that you say or do, and no one can take it away from you. So, in a nutshell, that's kind of a short version of what it is. Do you have the courage to have self-sovereignty no matter who's around you or what others are doing? Or are you allowing others, by what they expect of you or what you think they expect of you, to dictate your conduct and your behavior and your actions? So take a second, breathe that all in, and think about it. Do I have the courage to just be me? And it doesn't mean you have to be some a-hole or you have to be, you know, rude about anything. It just means when a situation is going on around you, you still could do what you feel is right for you without a big deal. And don't allow others to dictate your actions. So have the courage and watch that movie, The Help, and then, you know, watch different parts of it and you'll see different things stand out to you and you will understand a little bit more about the scenes I was talking about. There are several that are so, so cute, and I love that movie. And it is also very sad because of how, you know, back in the day, people were treated. And I love that era for some unknown reason. It really, really, really resonates with my heart and my soul. And I'm just excited for you guys to decide as you watch yourself today and tonight and the rest of the week, watch yourself and see what you do because you think other people have an opinion about it, or, you know, just watch how you let others dictate your actions and have the courage to just be yourself. Have a good day. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.